Hello, this is Steve Shave, Director of Urban and Inner City Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and today we have with us Pastor Rob Kieslowski, the Director for Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries. Hello, Pastor Kieslowski.
Hello, good to be with you.
Thank you for being with us today. I saw recently that you had posted on Facebook an article regarding the growth in Philadelphia. What's going on there?
Yes, we have a real interesting thing happening in our city. After many decades of population decline, the last two censuses that were taken have shown uptick in population. People are moving back into the city, and they're staying in the city. That article specifically referenced the number of moves by a moving company into the city and how few people are actually moving out. So the city is in many ways changing and coming alive. It hemorrhaged about a third of its population over about 50 years, and things are changing rapidly now.
And it does sound like the United States, as of right now, is the third largest mission field that we have in the world. And you also tie into that upwards of 80% of the population of the United States is moving back urban and into the cities once more. And 2 minutes away from most congregations is the international mission field, with upwards of tens of millions of new immigrants that have moved into our country, hundreds, perhaps, of people groups who have not yet been reached with the gospel. So, Pastor Kieslowski, can you tell us a little bit about the opportunities that you see for us to be planting churches in an environment such as that?
Yeah, Philadelphia is just a very rich place in terms of opportunity for new Lutheran mission work to be done. That's why Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries exists. It's a cooperation of congregations and individuals that are interested in being in the city with the gospel and in its fullest sense. And both with the amount of immigration to our city, but then also those who we've not had opportunity to share the gospel with generation after generation. As I mentioned before, we've only got four congregations in a city of 1.5 million, country's fifth largest city. There's just tremendous opportunity to go about the work of the gospel in the city. And sadly, for various reasons, there does exist a famine of the gospel. Certainly there are many church steeples and spires throughout the city, but many churches have had to close, and many congregations over the last 50, 60 years have moved out to the suburbs. And the churches that continue really struggle, especially struggle to reach out and connect with new folks. And so it's just a wonderful time to be about the work of the Lord in the city of Philadelphia, and especially from a distinctly Lutheran perspective. Our heritage brings something to bear on the Christian experience that nobody else has. And it's enlivening and just a joy to be involved with that work.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a little bit in terms of a distinctly Lutheran presence. What do you think we have in terms of our word and sacrament ministry and our theology of the cross when you're dealing with people who feel alienated, who are new to our country, who are living in fear, as we found in recent neighborhood canvassing that we did there, working with a homeless population? What do you see as being critical for us in terms of having a presence, bringing word and sacrament ministry, a theology of mercy, and also a theology of the cross?
Yeah, the Lutheran tradition brings a realism to the Christian faith. And we do interact with folks and immigrants at our current mission church, Shepherd of the City Lutheran Church, that have had experiences in various Christian backgrounds. But sadly, as we all know, a very large force and presence is an approach to the Christian faith that minimizes the cross and suffering, and seek to make the gospel into something that you will be happy and overly blessed, and everything will go great for you. Except for in the city, there is tremendous issues of poverty and struggle, and we have immigrant families that live in very close quarters, small row homes with 15 to 20 people living. They're working, 60, 80-hour weeks, working extremely hard, searching for this American dream, and yet it's not always materializing, and there's great struggle and turmoil. And our Christian faith, as the Lutheran Church understands, the Lutheran tradition understands the Scriptures, makes sense of this fallen world in a way that I don't think other traditions do. And it helps us see everything from the light of the cross. And we understand that our gracious Lord can bring great, great good out of immense evil and terrible suffering. And our Lord's death on the cross is the greatest example. You know, humankind meant it for evil, but God, our Heavenly Father, meant it for good. And it's this cross that we live our lives by. And we are sustained in the Christian faith through holy baptism, which actually saves, it forgives. And there are very few traditions in the city, Christian churches, that teach this way and focus on baptism as a wonderful gift, as the Lutheran tradition does. And then centers us on our Lord coming to us, being near us, being with us in his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins, for the strengthening of our faith, that we might go out and continue to serve him by serving those around us. It doesn't sugarcoat our life's experience. There's a lot of disillusioned people in the city. They have been fed all kinds of messages and sales pitches, and they haven't rung true. They haven't sustained them, and ultimately because they're not the fullest teaching of the Scripture. They're an approximation of the Christian faith. And sadly, a lot of people just leave the faith altogether. The Lutheran tradition has a great deal to offer in actually connecting our Lord's saving message of grace with the real experience, especially in the city. And all the more so in other parts and subcultures of the city. Our cities have become kind of colonies for deviant social practice and theory and ideology, and we need to be present in the midst of that, and it can't be less than full strength. We need to be fully Lutheran to be able to engage the challenges, really, of unbelief, of sin, of the devil, and all the dysfunction that comes from that. Oftentimes I feel like sometimes our attempts, maybe like going at a SWAT team with spitballs, we really don't understand the fullness of unbelief and how powerful sin is, the grip of sin on people, and only a full throttle expression of Christ and the grace that comes from him, the forgiveness of sins he won for us and gives so freely, do we really stand a chance in seeing the gospel go forth?
Excellent. So those who are marginalized absolutely have those times in their lives where they are led by the church to believe that they shouldn't expect this cross, and yet we bring to them such rich theology of what it is to know God's mercy, who we are under this theology of the cross. And Pastor Kieslowski, it's fair to say, do you not think that we can identify these voids within our cities and our urban areas where we need to bring a presence of witness and mercy and life together and to put together the resources that are needed to make this happen? Are you in agreement with that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. There is just the tremendous opportunity just with the large population and how closely people are in proximity to one another. The our, our I think in many ways our mission work in this country is best spent where we can come in contact with the most people. And that's the fullness of the church's work, to proclaim this message and to see it take root. I'm working with two different couples in catechesis right now that are just drinking deeply from historic Lutheran theology, and they want to know, where has this been all of our lives? Everything makes such greater sense now in terms of the gospel and their Lord Jesus Christ. And not just that they might sit and believe, but their lives are revolutionized by this. The fullness of the image of God comes through in the gospel. Our lives are changed. The gospel takes root in churches through word and sacrament ministry. And I'm reminded of the passage in Ephesians, that the one who steals no longer, steal no longer, that he might work, that he might have something to share. We're being rejuvenated by the gospel, even in this fallen world, even through our sufferings, that we might stop looking inward, stop being consumed by our own sin, but draw our gaze out to others. And there is just such tremendous need of folks that are suffering in our city, that need the church to be present, to come alongside them, to extend the church family as we do in our own families, to give what some of these folks have never been afforded. It's not uncommon for drug abuse to be multi-generational. And the devastating and dysfunctional effect of that can only be overcome with the hope of the gospel and it being lived out by the baptized in their midst, putting an arm around those in tremendous need and showing them a better way.
Amen.
And showing them that the church possesses the grace for another way and for a life well lived.
Thank you so much, Pastor Kieslowski, and we certainly look forward to working with our inner-city congregations in the area of planting new churches, and we look forward to having that support to train up these mission developers and to give them the resources that they need to be able to do that. So thank you so much for your time, and we encourage everyone to check out the LCMS Urban and Inner-City Mission to find out how you can support our church planting efforts. Thank you.